Thank you very much for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
Yes, my zip code is 24458.
And may I have your first and last name?
My first name is David. My last name is Pullin, P-U-L-L-I-N. What does this company do?
Okay, give me 1 second. We're a third-party call center, so I need to pull up your account first. If you'll give me just 1 second, okay?
All right.
You said last name Pullin?
That's right, P-U-L-L-I-N.
Okay, can you verify the address for me?
Yeah, it'd be Post Office Box 78, McDowell, Virginia, zip code 24458.
All right, thank you so much for verifying that information for me. And this account actually was canceled out on May the 14th.
What is the... What kind of business do you have?
This is actually the products that we sell is for, let's see which one that you've got. It's the relief drops.
A what?
I do apologize. Bear with me 1 second. This is like a supplement, a dietary supplement.
Oh, my wife was going to try it on your recommendations on television. And with her condition.
Yeah, I see here that she
said you leave that.
Yeah, she needed to discontinue. That's why at that time they went ahead and canceled everything out.
All right. Now, your other telephone number is 888.
Yeah, and even though you have two different numbers, that's because they come from two different manufacturing numbers. But we did have everything listed on the same screen. So when you did speak with the previous agent, they did go ahead and fully cancel out both of those products.
What was the amount on the second one? I'm looking at it. I want to see if I'm right.
For $99.94 and $95.94.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, they're showing up on our credit card. It didn't say canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that account was canceled out fully on May the 14th.
May the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that'd be back on our credit card then.
As far as the charges being that it wasn't canceled out within that trial period, those charges are valid charges. So, I mean, we wouldn't be able to issue a refund on those charges.
Well, goddamn, she did. I picked the mail up, and she didn't have any damn things. No time.
Because the order was originally placed back in March.
Yeah, on the 4th.
It was
27th day.
The actual initial order was placed on March the 11th. And she only paid the shipping and handling for that. And being that she didn't cancel out within that trial period, she was charged the full retail price for both of those and also put on the 30-day recurring shipment. That's why you're seeing those secondary charges on there.
All right, I'm going to help your company a lot. I'm with several broadcasting companies, and I'm going to put it up and I'll see if I can't hurt your business, because that's a damn thief. When she's been in the hospital for a month and a half or more, and I can verify it. And I know that she called one time and tried to cancel it, and the phone dropped the call. And then she tried back again, and they put her on hold just like they did me just now. Mm-hmm. And she got tired of holding the phone. So I appreciate a thief stealing from somebody that's in the hospital from a health problem that they can't help.
Okay, and I do understand your situation, but being that this was not canceled out within that trial period, per the terms and conditions agreed upon checkout, I mean, there's no way that we can issue a refund.
When you're sick and in the hospital, when you're sick and in the hospital and you can't even remember a lot of things with a drug to keep you knocked out so you stay still, you're a low-down bunch of motherfucking son of a bitches, and I'll tell you to your face, and I hope you got it recorded, because my phone is recorded.
Okay.
So you can tell your damn boss go to hell. I'm going to put him on several major newscasts, and Dave Ramsey and all of them, and you watch. You're damn, and I'm going to put it on my website, and I'm going to put it on Facebook. Because that ain't nothing but stealing from somebody that's helpless. That's $200 goddamn dollars from somebody that hadn't even been able to work for about 14 years. So don't you think your name ain't going to come up? I'm going to tell Dave Ramsey and them, and he's got a hell of a network, and I'm going to put it on the local television radio stations here in Virginia, and it'll go on the national news. When you're dealing with thieves, you got to cripple them, destroy them. And I'm going to talk to my attorney about it also.
Okay. And you're more than welcome to go ahead and take that up with your attorney, but I do want to let you know, Mr. Pullen, when you do go ahead and do that dispute with your attorney, they do have to get verification of the order being placed, as well as you agreeing to those terms and conditions.
Well, I happen to have studied law myself. I know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I never went for my board test because I went into another field of business, engineering, but I know what's what.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times that you can make exceptions. And if you don't make exceptions for somebody that's not even able to talk and laying in a hospital bed, and I can back up every word of it, and I'm recording this conversation, so I'm going to destroy you the best I can. And don't think it won't happen.
Okay. Well, what I can do for you, Mr. Pullen, I'll go ahead and extend myself for you, being that, you know, you explained your situation to me. Going to keep you from going out of the way to take further action. What I can do for you, and again, being that you didn't cancel within your 14-day trial period, I'll be able to go ahead and refund your last two charges, and I can do a 50% refund only. I can do 50% of your $99.94 and 50% of the $95.94. Now, unless you want to go ahead and continue to do that pursuit with your attorney, you're more than welcome to. But again, we do have to give them verification showing that you do understand the terms and conditions when that order was first placed. And at that time, they won't overturn those charges. So that's what I can do for you. I'll do that one-time 50% refund of both of those charges for you.
All right. I want an email to pullenarchery@gmail.com and verify that as well.
Okay. If you give me just one moment, let me go ahead and update that account for you, okay? Okay, and that refund for your $99.94, the 50% of that is going to be $49.97.
Be twice. Well, it'll be a difference because there's a difference in the price.
Mm-hmm. And then for your $95.94, your refund is going to be $47.97.
And yeah, it's $47. That's what I figured up in my head. I'm pretty good in math.
And at least that way you're able to at least reap back half of your money. And you should be receiving a confirmation email shortly as far as those. You should be receiving two emails, one for the $49.97 showing that those funds were returned, and then one for the $47.97 showing that those funds were returned. And it may take 3 to 5 business days as far as your account to update, okay? But it may be sooner depending on your bank due to the holiday weekend.
Well, I know that.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Pullen. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling customer
service.
Still
not satisfied. because you're a bunch of thieves. People can't help if something happens that they can't help.
And that's why I did that. Went ahead and overextended myself as far as that 50% refund.
Well, you're an employee, but your goddamn owner, the CEO, is a damn thief. And you can tell him I said so. And you can tell him to call me if you don't believe I'll tell him that.
Okay. Well, I do want to thank you so much for calling customer service.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye.